Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi. I just got a call from a Costco with my credit card that I used, and apparently I don't remember charging $59.89. So could you tell me what this is for?
Sure. Your first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Okay. My first and last name is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Poe, P-O-E, and 10 Sunrise Court, Trophy Club, Texas.
Thank you for that information. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for the Dyson vacuum. And with you taking that survey, it also expressed that you would be automatically subscribed to the Mill app that provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings. If you wish to continue.
No, I didn't know that. I was just doing, no, I didn't sign up for that. So
you wasn't taking
whatever.
The survey for the Dyson vacuum?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No,
it expressed that you had to pay like a $2 or a $5 shipping, and it expressed that you had won the Dyson along with terms and condition information, so you don't recall that at all.
No, and I didn't receive anything either.
Okay, no problem.
I haven't received anything.
Because someone in your household possibly took the survey.
I don't think so.
All right.
It wouldn't be on my credit card.
We do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We're provided to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. Just bear with me just one brief moment while I connect you over to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
No
it's
problem.
Not really fraud. It's my credit card, and nobody else has my credit card. So.
Right, so if you didn't make the purchase, ma'am, I would have to connect you over to our fraud department.
Thank you. Okay,
no
thank you.
No problem. One brief moment. One moment.